You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. A rainy day in my part of the world. However, I think Farmers Don Day of day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, probably appreciate a little rainfall. It's been dry, and once they get the soil temperatures down enough, and this will help, they'll start to apply anhydrous ammonia, and that'll make that knife track close up nice and tight and help things stay good for the winter months. How soon will we really begin to change the weather so the temps can drop?
Well, we are going to see, after the rain showers move out today, we are going to see a couple of days where there won't be much going on. But there is a cold front that'll be coming through the Great Lakes. It'll be moving into the Corn Belt Friday afternoon into Saturday. And it's a dry cold front, meaning a cool, dry air coming out of south-central Canada out of this. So there's going to be a drop in temperature this weekend. It's not going to last very long. Temperatures then go right back up again by late in the weekend and early next week. But it will be noticeably cooler, especially in the Friday through Sunday time frame. Plan on that. But then it's going to be several more days where temperatures are likely going to be averaging above normal. We are seeing long-term, finally, some changing weather conditions that will translate to changing weather across the U.S., especially in our part of the world by Thanksgiving week or a little before then.
Turn your attention then to South America very quickly for me. Argentine farmers are really kind of running pretty close to on time with their planting season, though it was wet to begin with. Should they continue to be able to get that crop into the ground pretty easily?
Well, they should, although I think there's going to be some areas in Argentina that may have some delays. I don't feel think there'll be long delays, but there is a fairly active system that's going to keep the threat of occasional rain shower, thunderstorm activity over Brazil and Argentina. Now, Brazil looks a lot more wet. I think the Brazilian growing areas will see more rain, but in Argentina, some shower activity will be around, but I don't think it'll be enough to slow anybody down too much.
Hey, Don, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.